Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Can you imagine you're living your life, you're doing what you're doing, and you get a phone call. And on this phone call, somebody says, listen, we are putting a movie together about Jesus Christ, and we want you to play the Son of God. We want you to play Jesus Christ. Well, this actually happened to Jim Caviezel, you know, and he's sharing about this random call from Mel Gibson that called him up and said, would you play this? And this is a man now, since then, he was struck by lightning. He suffered from hypothermia, and he's only 49 years old and had open heart surgery. I mean, he's been under it, but listen to what that encounter was like. We're about to find out what it's like when somebody calls you up to play Jesus Christ. Here you go, Jim Caviezel.
After shooting Monte Cristo, I inexplicably get a call from Mel Gibson. My agent didn't call. My manager didn't call. I didn't know Mel Gibson. I wasn't politicking for the role because nobody knew it was happening. Mel Gibson wants me to play Jesus Christ. He wants the guy with the initials of JC, who just happens to be 33 years of age, to play Jesus Christ. Is that a coincidence? I don't think so. Is your life a coincidence? Or is it all just a chance? Some of you may be miserable right now, confused, uncertain of the future, hurting. This is not the time to back off or to give in. When I was up there on the cross, I learned that in his suffering was our redemption. Remember, the servant is no greater than the master. Each of us must carry our own cross. There is a price for our faith, for our freedoms. I have been literally scourged, hit by the whips, crucified, struck by lightning. Yes, open heart surgery. That's what happens after 5.5 months of hypothermia. One day, during the shoot, my arm was wedged under that heavy beam. When someone yanked it in the other direction, my muscles wrenched, my shoulder separated. I fell to the ground, dropped my head into the sand. This take now remains in the movie. In the later part of the film, Jesus experiences a shoulder separation. Well, I now know what that felt like. Every day I had to pick up that thing. It was like a penance. It ripped into my shoulder, tearing at my flesh. And with each passing hour, it got heavier. But had this been shot in a studio, you never would have seen that performance. The suffering made my performance. Just as it makes our lives. Some of us now, and you know them, embrace a fake Christianity where it's all happy talk. I call it happy Jesus and glory. Guys, there was a lot of pain and suffering before the resurrection. Your path will be no different. So embrace your cross and race toward your goal. I want you to go out into this pagan world. I want you to have the courage to step into this pagan world and shamelessly express your faith in public. The world needs proud warriors animated by their faith. Warriors like St. Paul and St. Luke, who risked their names, their reputations, to take their faith, their love for Jesus into the world. God is calling each one of us each one of you to do great things, but how often we fail to respond, dismissing it as some mental blurb. It is time for our generation now to accept that call, the call of God urging all of us to give ourselves entirely to Him, to see that gentle hand guiding your path. But you first must make the commitment to start praying, to fast, to meditate on the Holy Scriptures, and to take the Holy Sacraments seriously. For we are a culture now in decline. If people in danger of succumbing to our excesses, our whole world is entrenched in sin. And there in the quiet of our hearts, God is calling out to us, each one of us, to give ourselves entirely to Him. And how often we ignore Him, ignore that sweet call. The great saint of Auschwitz, Saint Maximilian Kolbe, said that indifference is the greatest sin of the 20th century. Well, my brothers and sisters, it is the greatest sin of the 21st century as well. We must shake off this indifference, this destructive tolerance of evil. But only our faith in the wisdom of Christ can save us. But it requires warriors.
This is so powerful.
Yeah,
you know what he's saying, you know, that talking about the 20th century, but really the 21st century is...
It's the same thing. It's indifference.
And, you know, and think about indifference. A lot of people hear the word, they don't think much about it. But what it means is it doesn't mean anything to me. Up,
yeah,
it doesn't mean
deal,
down,
whatever.
It doesn't make me happy or sad. This is the creator of the universe who loves you so much that he gave his son to die for you. His son, Jesus, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life for you and for me. And then he got on the cross to take the punishment of our sins for us. I mean, that beating and that whipping and the, you know, the lashes and the horrific crucifixion was for us. How can we not be passionate? This was called the passion about what God did. It's all about what the enemy's trying to do. He's trying to overload you with so much information,
mm-hmm.
so much this and that, so much fiction that looks real, you know, movies that are generated, you know, CGI and all that makes it look like it's actually happening. But those are movies. This is real. God gave his son for you and for me. He paid the price. How can we take that lightly? How can we take sin lightly? You know, we have to understand that God loves you and has a plan for your life, and he's passionately expressed that through his son and dealt with a sin issue on his son. Your sin issue, my sin issue. If we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, and what you have to do, you have to say, I do understand now, God, that's what you did. You sent your son and he died for my sins, and I want to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of my life. That's what you want to do. That's all he's waiting for. And when you do that, Jesus steps in at that point and says, he's mine. You're covered by the blood of Christ. As a matter of fact, we share some of our stories, how we made our decision for Christ at meetmyfather.org. You can see it here on your screen, meetmyfather.org. You can read about some of our stories. We'd love to hear about yours as well.
In fact, you can do the same. You can take this moment right now and give your life to Jesus. You don't have to wait till tomorrow, but maybe you're like Jim. And God's calling you to leave something behind, sin, a lifestyle, and to give it all for him. Maybe he's calling you to move in your mountain, your sphere of influence, whether it's the education or in business or in government. It's going to cost you something like it costs Jim. But you're saying, this is my definitive moment to serve God, to give him my life, because he already gave his life for me. Listen, we want to hear about it. Leave your comments below. How are you being challenged by Jim's message? What are you going to do? We're doing this together, and as we pay this collective price and really just give the Lord our lives, we're going to see a beautiful harvest on the face of this earth. Do it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.